spot that we have available there today. You've had the opportunity. Hang on here.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Chris?
Yes.
Oh, hi, my name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Thursday and happy early Christmas, right?
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
So, I know that you are you ready for the holiday?
For the most part, you know, I've got a little bit of time. I'm trying to take off. You know how it works. Trying to, you know, it's a busy time of year all around. You know, very blessed with work, and you know, so just try to stay on top of that. But for the most part, with the Christmas, I got them pretty well wrapped up with presents. You know, I think I got them pretty well squared away. That's actually what I'm kind of doing the next couple of days, is just trying to see if I missed something, you know, like, or somebody.
Yes.
You know, or somebody. Let me go see the list, dude. Now's the time.
Yep, any little last minute thing, you have to do it, you know, do it now so you don't, you're not doing it very last minute, right?
especially with Christmas Eve on a Sunday, so everything's projected to really be closed anyway, so you've got 2 days of everything being closed.
Very
true. A little tougher. Yeah, makes it a little,
So
you gotta get your stuff tomorrow or Saturday or you're out.
Or you're out, exactly.
You better be good at making some by hand.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm one of those procrastinator people. I don't really get that adrenaline in me till last minute, so I'll be one of the ones running around on Saturday, I'm sure.
You and a lot of other people.
I know,
you're
right?
You're not alone. Yeah. You and a lot of other people.
Yeah, and why do we put ourselves in the situation in these days with Amazon and all the online, you know, if you prep well, you don't have to even go to one store.
yeah, true. That is true. I like to go out, though. I like to kind of get, you know, I do some online stuff, but I do like to go out and see the stuff. And I take my younger kids, and, you know, it's kind of enjoyable. But, yeah, if you want to really get on it, you can. You know, like you said, procrastination is the regret.
Yep, 100%. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works, other than pricing?
I'm not really sure. I mean, Google Local, that's a certain website, or is that, I'm not sure what that is either. I know it's just part of Google, but, you know, for me, it's really pricing. Like, I'm new out the gate. Like, I've been open business since November 19th, or I got my license since November 19th. I've been open for business since, like, December 1st.
Wow.
But, you know,
so you're in, right in the midst. Yep, I get it.
Yeah, and I still work for another company, so I'm trying to transition over, you know, because I still got bills to pay, you know what I mean? I can't start, but,
yes.
You know, in order to grow, it's got to start somewhere, it's got to be something. So it's juggling quite a bit right now, but I feel like this is really, I'm hoping something, I've got something going on with Angie's List. I'm trying them out.
I've got
a pretty good feel with them. You know, I'm still working on that. You know, I've got a meeting set up for them in a little bit. They're supposed to be calling soon to discuss some of that stuff, just venting out. You know, but as far as the leads go, but yeah, definitely Local. I'm kind of working on my own little website as well. I haven't launched it yet per se, just because I've got a lot going on. You know, it's kind of limited. The focus time for that.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys can help, with what you're offering here. It seems like this is basically an ad. When they say I need electricians near me, I would be on the list of the top three or whatever is listed on there or whatever, something along that line. Is that what I'm getting? Is that what I'm thinking this is?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So it's not a different website or a special program when we say Google Local. It's just a different section on the first page. So, for instance, when you do a search online, you'll see a couple of companies at the top that say ad next to them, okay? Those are the Google paid ads, okay, or pay-per-click. Right below that is the local map listing, and that's the highest revenue-generating section online, meaning 87% of consumers will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. So it's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated, okay? And the main benefit for you, Chris, is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, starting out, so, you know, pricing is going to be, I mean, at all times pricing is critical, but definitely more now just because of, you know, just the, my limited amount of funding that I'm working with, you know, so I'm working, but, you know, I just don't. We'll see. Pricing really where it's going to be for me. It may not be something I can afford, you know, so that's kind of where I'm at. You know, as much as exclusivity I'd like to have it, I can't afford it. You know, it's one of those.
I understand. Yeah. Well, the nice thing is the pricing is so affordable because with your new in business rate, it's a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398, and what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I mean, that's the only thing anybody uses.
Exactly. You're right. I have a desktop, a laptop, and a tablet at home, and I can't tell you the last time I used any of those to search for something, because why would we when we have our smartphones, right? So most people don't realize, Chris, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program Stantec Electrical Construction into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
Not yet. No, I need to think about setting up a Facebook page, to be honest with you. I haven't even thought about that one. Yeah, I'm not on social media, even personally. I have a Facebook page, but I'm not really on the social media just like that. It's like I should be. You know, I really should be exploiting it more, thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, but that's the beauty of this program is you don't ever have to go on social media in order to benefit from this. All you have to do is answer your phone when people call you, and I know you're going to answer your phone, right? So if you don't have a business Facebook, we'll create one for you. And the reason I asked is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool how it works. I know that you're limited on social media, but I'm sure that you do recall that, you know, anytime you go online and you search for something, chances are next time you go onto your Facebook news feed, there's an
for
ad
sure,
yes. popping up, right?
Yes,
yep.
if
so
I look
that,
for a knife online, it's going to show up, in my Facebook
exactly.
page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So that happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if you're searching for electrical, panel upgrade, wiring, anything that has to do with the services that you offer, now next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, okay? So you're going to have the ability to see the new clients you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. And the beauty of a program like this, Chris, is that we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. So it's never our intention for someone, especially a new business like yourself with limited funds, to spend, you know, $299 monthly with us and then just break even. Because although that's...
Yeah, nice, you know, you get it, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, not, yep. Yeah, so our goal...
Spend $300, I better be making like... I don't want to say, you know, 30 grand or something, you know, 60 grand.
Yeah. Oh, we say 10 to 1 at least. At least a 10 to 1 return.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, there's got to be more than that. Like, you know, and that's my thing with the leads with Angie, and I'm going to have that conversation with them. It's just their fees are a little pricey, I feel like. And for the amount of, I mean, I haven't had that. I'm having that discussion with them today. You know, like, I like it. I like, you know, just like this. It sounds like a really good deal. So that would be what does that come out to? About $3,800 a year? Yeah.
About $3,700 with the setup fee for the year.
Okay.
So, but you have to consider this. We're not asking you to sign up for a year, right? We're asking you to try it on a month-to-month basis, track the jobs and track the revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. So I like to look at it like, you know, spending, if you take the $299 and you divide it into the month, about $9 a day to increase your business, right? Because there is no contract, it is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. Although I know that you're absolutely never going to cancel because you're going to love it, and nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you won't either, right?
Yeah.
So
that's the whole idea behind it is to generate, you know, profit revenue, you know. I'm $300 a month though. Let's try it out, Tina. Sign me up.
Okay. I'm excited for you, Chris. Oh, it's such good timing. I'm so happy because you're a brand new business and this is perfect timing for you, you know, so I'm so thrilled. So I'll send you a confirmation. It's what?
I said, I feel like it too. You know what I mean? I've been contemplating it for weeks now, just so you know. I actually went online, I think I have something on the Google Local that I tried to set up or whatever, and it says verify it. I don't think I've verified it yet, you know, but... been working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, if you'll take care of all that now with this, then I don't have to worry about.
Yep. The beauty of that, Chris, is, yep, Google changed their guidelines probably about April or May of this year, and now some companies, they're making them jump through hoops and bend backwards even to get that local listing verified. So we have a support staff on site at Google as a premier partner. So we'll you know, have you add us as a manager to that listing, and then we'll coordinate with Google and go through all those hoops for you to make sure that it gets verified in a timely manner. So is your last name also Stantec, just like the business, or is that just the business name?
No, that's just the business name. My last name is Stan Lee.
Oh, Stan Lee. Oh.
Yeah, my name's Stan Lee. Yeah, I didn't want to name it after myself, you know, just cliche kind of, I don't know. It seems like everybody does that. You know,
yeah.
No, I didn't name my kids after me. I'm not naming the company after me.
Although with some people, the company is their baby, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly it, you know, so it's like, No, I didn't want to name it after me. So StanTech Electrical is what we came up with. It was, you know, I helped my kids help me kind of, not they voted on it, but, you know, I kind of come up with it with them. You know, they kind of helped.
That's nice. I was going to say, I admire a creative mind, because if I had a company, it would probably just be Tina's Electrical or something, just because I don't have that creative phone in my
It took a minute to come up with it, you know, and I, you know, and it's like, all right, and it just comes to me, you know, and I was like, all right, you know, with,
it's perfect.
Where it ended up. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. So.
How many kids do you have?
But yeah, my niece. I have 5 altogether.
Wow.
They range very much in age, but one of them is a stepson from my second marriage. And,
okay.
But yeah, they're all great. They're growing up. You know what I mean? Like, they're, you know, some of them are in college, you know, several of them in college, and, you know, started
nice.
Young, but yeah, my youngest one's 12, so she's still at home, and, I have 3, you know, they're all, you know, one's in middle school, 2 are in high school, 1's a senior, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's time I passed these tests for electrical about a year or two ago. You know, I actually, the company I work for, I've been there for so long, I qualify the company with them. They actually helped me start the business.
Wow.
Great company. You know what I mean? Yeah, they really don't want me to go anywhere. So I'm still growing, and, you know, I can't promise anything like that, you know. But, you know, it's one of those things, you work for someone, you always make an income kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? And, but they're a great company. So I don't want to really interfere with what they got going on, you know what I'm saying, as far as I can't afford to do what they do. They do $1 million jobs. Obviously, I'm nowhere near that yet, you know, so, you know, maybe one day, but, you know, so I'm not in any competition as far as they go.
It's nice that they kind of helped you get started a little bit, and, you know, obviously they don't want to lose you, but they also know that for someone like you with 5 kids, you have to have that room to grow and kind of branch out on your own eventually, you know? So they sound like they're an amazing company.
Yeah. They are, yeah. That's where they start, you know what I mean? So they, you know, they don't want to tie me there. They want me to leave, but they know, like, they don't want to hold me back from something that could potentially be, you know, an awesome thing, you know?
Exactly. Oh, that's so great. So what's the email address for the confirmation, Chris?
It's stantekec@gmail.com.
Got it. And then is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
I would not.
Okay.
I mean,
so,
it's one of them. Yeah, yeah.
I
have another number. It's 863-484-6035.
484-6035, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. That's,
okay.
It means that number is actually being forwarded to my phone, but, you know, I anticipate needing someone to answer it eventually, you know what I'm saying? So I got a phone, and I'd rather do that number instead of my cell, just because this way someone can always answer the phone, you know, in the business.
Okay. So give me the cell phone one more time, just for internal purposes,
right,
in case the technicians needed you or something. I'll put it on as a secondary, but it won't be published. It'll just be internally. So go ahead with that.
It's 863-801-1551.
Okay, excellent. And then for the business, do you want it to show as StanTech Electrical Construction, Inc.? You want the ink on there and everything,
sure.
Right? Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
and then,
I think that's, yeah.
I agree. I think it makes you look more official, and then also it helps with credibility. And then for the verification that you started with Google, did you use that 301 Southwest 9th Street? Is that the one you're using for the business? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And
Yep. For now, until I can move into another build one day, you know. I got my eyes on one, so we'll see. I got a dream, you know.
Oh, good. Well, in the future, if you ever change the address or change the phone number or anything like that, it's easy for you to call us and update it. It's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Okay.
And then I can secure the position for you, Chris, using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
It's a debit. It'd be a business debit.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the company name or both?
Both, yeah.
Okay. And then any middle name or initial for you, or is it Chris or Christopher?
Not on the card. Yeah, it's Christopher. It's Christopher, yeah.
It's Christopher Stanley.
I go Christopher, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I go by Chris, but everybody, you know, when it comes to all the banking stuff, it's Christopher, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I figured. And then is the billing address also the 9th Street address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Nope.
Same?
301, same address.
Okay. Perfect. And then the card number whenever you're ready.
It's 404-8600-6367-5010.
Okay. Expiration?
1026.
1026. And then the code on the back?
862.
862. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go through the keywords, your service area, and getting you set up. So some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, Chris. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay, is it possible to have them call me tomorrow? I'm going to be kind of busy this afternoon just so I can focus and talk to them. Is that
not a problem at all? Absolutely. I don't want it to dent in on your business, so we'll definitely schedule it out for tomorrow. Okay, not a problem.
I'm trying to make money at that time.
I get it. They're telling us the same thing, that we might even get off early tomorrow, because most people, you know, if they're going out of town for the holidays or whatnot, they're going to be taking a half day or not working at all tomorrow. So you're smart. If you have a little downtime tomorrow, do it then instead of denting into your busy day today, you know. So that's great.
I'm a little lighter tomorrow. Traveling.
I agree. So what this says is, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. You can do that now.
Stantec Electrical Construction, Inc.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Christopher Stanley, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, tomorrow, that appointment will take 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Morning would be preferred for tomorrow. Any time before, just tell me a time. I'm pretty open tomorrow morning.
You know, the only...
Currently.
The only thing we have opened before noon is we have an 11 o'clock, but we're totally booked prior. Would that work?
Yeah, 11 works. Yeah.
11. Okay, good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out a whole hour from 11 to 12 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 11:15. Don't panic. They'll call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, because that will ensure that the pricing never goes up and that you're grandfathered into that new in business rate. Excuse me. So did you get an email from us right now, or a text, I should say, that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let's see if he texted me something. It says, no, not even a text, but let me go to the email.
Oh, okay. So if you got an email that says your initial invoice, that's the one that we're looking for, because I think you might get three emails in a row. But the first one says your initial invoice. If you open that one, it'll take you to a page where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, it says Local Splash initial invoice. Yep.
Yep.
I know it's coming through.
You'll see the click here, because I think it's a blue link in the email about the third sentence down.
All right, I found it.
Great. So if you click that link, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do, Chris, is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two boxes that you need to check. One to say that you're authorized on the account, and one to say that you receive text messages. And then once you accept both of those and plug your name in, and please use the Christopher, just because that's how the billing shows instead of Chris, and you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. So don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you tomorrow after the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
I think I did it. If you check it, I think I did it through me through the page. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I see that it triggered that username and password for you. Okay, good. That means it did go through, so you're all good to go there. And then lastly, how far did you get with the website? Did you purchase the domain and not start working on it yet, or are you kind of in construction?
No, I haven't purchased. I haven't purchased anything. All I did
with
the domain. No, I haven't. Yeah, I just started working on it with, as far as the website, I just kind of been on, I was on GoDaddy messing with it.
Okay.
And as far as the website, yeah, but as far as the local ad thing, that was through like Google. I think it was Local Business or whatever. I was doing that, and it said, yeah, I was still verified, but it had me upload some pictures and my logo and stuff like that. But nothing was, I haven't checked it today, but everything, I checked it yesterday and it said it was pending. As far as that, you know, that local thing on Google. As far as the website, I haven't built a website yet. As far as
The reason I ask you is that we sell the websites, and they charge an additional $400. But we have a couple of promo codes left over from the Black Friday Cyber Monday, where I can put one in there for you at no additional cost. So I'm gonna tell my technicians to also include the site. So when they call you tomorrow, if you have anything special you want to put up there, like a logo or pictures or examples of services, obviously let them know. I also see that you already have a Yelp listing, so they can pull some of that content off of Yelp too, just to put up on your Facebook and on your website. And then lastly, I'm going to send you an email, and you don't have to purchase a domain. They'll tell you tomorrow, you know, if StanTechElectricalConstruction.com is open, or if StanTech Electrical is open. They'll go over some available domains for you, and then we'll just go ahead and include it. And then I just sent you an email that says, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. So the email that you got before that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, I don't think you're going to need to do that because you already submitted them through your Google, right? So if you add a manager to the profile, we'll be able to see the same pictures that you uploaded. So you don't have to kind of double work. So all you have to do is, you know, take that last email, you know, go in and add local/ as a manager. And then that way we can get with our team at Google and make sure that it gets verified and then program it to get on the first page. Okay?
Okay, that works. Yeah.
All right. So you're all good to go, Chris. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. So have a very profitable year and have a Merry Christmas in case I don't talk to you again. But moving forward, I'm at extension 777. My name again is Tina. So I think you've got, well, you know what? Let me ask you, because the text didn't go through, originally I had your cell phone. Oh, you know what it is? It was a typo. I put 862 instead of 802. So let me, so you do get text messages on the other line, right? The one, the 863-801-1, okay.
Yeah, that's my cell. Yeah, that's my cell phone. The other one is a landline.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'll just send you one that says, hey, this is Tina, localsplash.com, just so you have my contact information, and then we'll verify that, you know, the text message is working, and then you'll be good to go, because if not, like you say, the other one's a landline. So let's see here.
Yeah, it doesn't have that. It doesn't have – I don't have all that into the system yet, that voice IP and all that that they try to sell or – I was like, I just need a line for now. Whenever it gets bigger and I need more phone lines, we'll definitely do it, but not right now.
Call your cell, it forwards over to the 6035 number, right? Or does it just go to a voicemail? Oh, that's what I mean. That's what the 6035 forwards to your cell. I got it. Okay. Perfect.
And then, if I don't answer, then it actually, I think it goes on my voicemail for my cell phone. It's actually where it goes, not the voicemail at the house. So,
excellent. Okay. Good. Okay. As long as you have a way to you know, capture those calls, because that's always a pet peeve of mine when I call a client for an update or something and I get like a mailbox that's full or a mailbox that's not set up. I always think, why do you pay us?
Me, you the same. I have that same pet peeve. I have guys that work for me or, you know, and it's like, dude, give me your mailbox. Like, are you kidding?
Exactly. Because like, it's gonna be a missed opportunity for them, right? If it's a client trying to call. So you're absolutely right.
That's
Yep. So, okay, well, good. I'm glad that we're on the same page, Chris. So you're all good to go. They will be talking to you tomorrow. So have a very, very successful and profitable year and have a nice rest of your week,
okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Chris. Okay, bye.